I am, Danny. Last time you said the bank are the is the seven church, the bride of Jesus. What are the other brides, the other church?
Well, you want us to list the names? You know, there's Sardis.
Yeah, like, for example, the bride of Jesus in Pergamon is the banking oligarchy.
Right. So what do the other churches do, Ion? I'll give you Laodicea. I know all these names. I've studied it a few days ago. Laodicea, what's their institution, Ion? Anybody notice whenever I ask a question, Ion doesn't answer? Is there something? You got some problem with me? Well, most people have noticed it.
Degree of separation.
Well, usually I'm allowed to get away with it. Oh, he was off the air. Sorry, Ion. You're back in here. So, Laodicea.
That's all you have to do, and that's all you have to do.
No, Laodicea, Ion. Pergamon is banking. Laodicea, do they have an institution to identify with Laodicea?
Yes.
Please name it.
Gotham.
Gotham?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. More esoteric bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Could you name? Are they wool? Are they into wool or cattle? Or? Come on. Okay. Philadelphia, Ion. Philadelphia. Main institution.
Philemon.
Okay, Carolyn, you take over. I'll give you the names, Carolyn. You ask. Damn. You can't even get anybody to cooperate.
Get your girl Ruth. She does everything.
I'll give you the names, Roxana. So ask about Philadelphia.
What is the bride in Philadelphia? Or which is the institution that corresponds to the Church of Philadelphia?
PNC.
You mean that TV show, TMZ?
No.
No, it's the bank.
They're all banks, it seems, he's giving us. Okay, that's what he's going to tell us. Well, we don't need to have banks, but... Yeah, okay. Here's the next one. Laodicea.
Deutsche Bank.
Sardis.
May Bank.
Wow. Listen to that, Roxy. We're getting somewhere. So, Smyrna.
Bank of Nova Scotia.
Thyatira.
Barclays.
Barclays. Ephesus.
Mellon.
Oh, the Bank of New York, Mellon Bank. We've done Sardis.
Sardis is a restaurant. You're talking about Sardis.
Yes, yeah, Sardis. He called it Sardis in the Revelation series.
Which bank corresponded to Pergamos?
Deutsche Bank. And yeah, and that was also one of the other.
What will be then? Jesus marrying the seven brides. If the banking are the brides, Jesus is coming back to get married to the brides. What does that mean? A new currency?
What do they do at banks?
What they spend your bank? Money.
No, what do you do at a bank?
You deposit your money in it.
No, what do you do at a bank?
You lose money.
Well, you make transactions.
Debt
exchange.
What do you do in a bank?
Exchange and store.
No,
banks
create debt, creating money.
What do you do at a bank?
Wait in line.
You save.
You save. Okay. Jesus saves. So he's the ultimate banker.
Moses invests.
Bob withdraws.
Bob and George Nelson withdraw.
George Nelson would write that.
Does that mean that in the PNC Bank in Philadelphia you should put your money there?
No, not at all. You asked about the churches. You didn't ask about any significance. You said, what does this represent? That bank, that's where it's saved.
Oh, okay.
That's where the church is saved.
Pergamos is Deutsche Bank, right?
They're involved in 6,000 trials now.
6,000 trials, Sasha. They're just being attacked from all the other banks.
I was just looking in chapter 6, which the Pergamos corresponds to the third seal. And it says, and when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see, and I beheld a lower black horse, and he sat on him and had a pair of balances in his hand. And the notes I have about that is balances are about payment, effort for whatever, for wheat or barley.
Excellent. Most excellent. We all compliment you.
Make sure you cash your check.
Keep your eye on practical matters, Sasha, as you soar the lofty heights of pattern recognition. Don't lose your wallet.
Hi, all. You said, let's talk about Papa Justified and something to do with sacrifice. So I would like to hear what you wanted to say about that.
The conjure of sacrifice.
Could you tell us more of what you're referring?
Well, it's Ruth's show. We'll have to check with her.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
All this ayahuasca thing is like the panacea. It's like everybody's looking for non-physical and replacing that they don't know with non-physical with that.
What's your problem with ayahuasca, Ion?
No problem. Drown yourself in it.
I think the problem is that it doesn't take you to completion. It's just amusement, entertainment.
Like pornography, that's what we said already.
And,
are we against pornography? No, we're not against that at all. We're just saying don't replace reality with porn.
This type of illusion is Babylon, right? Like, money is not really money. It's all assets and cyber.
Hey, Roxy, what I learned on the Revelation series is that New York City is the original Babylon. That's why the rewrite could describe so accurately 911. Not the rewrite. Ion described 911 so beautifully. I think it was chapter 19. Awesome. And you have to realize everything spirals out of New York City. New York City was there before. Well, it's here now. We're in the Revelation. We're now starting our trek towards the Genesis, towards the Garden of Eden. And so New York is the end of the beginning, the collapse of New York as Babylon.
Yes, and everything is pornography. It's like instead of non-physical, we have ayahuasca. Instead of coitus, there is pornography. And
well, it's great for little man. It's fun being a little man. And that's one of the best ways to do it if you're a little woman. Why wouldn't it be your choice?
It's time, Lord, from the dry dust, out of these chains, from the devil's house. It's time, Lord, take me from the dry dust. Bring me from these chains. Bring me from the devil's house. Any time, Lord.
Ion, is there a difference between conjuring and creation?
It's minimal. As a god, you won't be able to tell the difference, but there is a minimal difference.
Are there special physical motions that gods can do to create?
Yes.
In my mind, an example of that would be maybe a dance or maybe a walking.
Watch Agnes Moorehead.
Bewitched.
I found very interesting what you said about the emotions, that God had no emotions. Is there anything replacing emotions?
Ooh, no. We don't care for them.
You don't experience any type of joy or sadness or anything? Anger?
We respond to yours empathetically, but no.
Ion, is hate an emotion?
No, but what it causes is an emotion.
I see a very strong link between emotions and chemistry. Like before I took this supplement, I was very emotional. So is our emotions only this chemistry?
Chemically induced, that's why someone can be clinically depressed. Chemically depressed as well.
Is that the reason why you don't have emotions? They are not necessary?
You don't require them either. You're better without all that crying shit, aren't you?
Ion, does the feeling of bliss erase the little man's emotions as they become God?
Becomes so normal, bliss becomes normal.
So bliss is not an emotion?
No, it's not the question. He asked, would it be obfuscated?
Lately, sometimes when I read something that maybe it's not emotion, but I feel something like shivering. Will that be this type of bliss? Like more autonomic response?
No, but if you shake it more than twice, you're playing with it.
I said in my very first session that when I would try to define bliss, they said, you have no idea. Is it possible to describe it, Ion?
Yes, but you wouldn't get it.
It's a mathematical formula in the Relax and Allow recordings. Is that connected to what you're saying, Ion, about bliss? It would be a mathematical formula?
No, it's like an Avenue Q at the wind, the puppet with full frontal puppet nakedness. The
yeah.
theme song is It Sucks to Be You.
Gods are in a state of bliss, that's why they don't have any emotions. They're just in bliss.
Ta-da!
It
would be the geek tweaks, right?
Sometimes we associate lack of emotion with being like a robot.
If you're twerking,
a robot.
Yes.
Well, the second definition for bliss is paradise and heaven. So perhaps what we're just trying to define is something, you know, visual or an emotion, as opposed to it being a mathematical formula.
So you can see paradise by the dashboard light.
It's such a pleasure to have you here, Sasha.
Well, you're paying her all that money, you might as well get some good out of it.
I know. I think I've got about another 25 more minutes left on the clock, Bob, but otherwise you're going to have to send me another check.
No problem. No problem.
He's funny about money. He don't care. What happened in one night in Bangkok?
I don't think I ever saved that. There's something that doesn't have any emotion right there. I was expressing other people, Carolyn. We have forgot that. When he groans, he's picking up Legend or Madeline or somebody.
Us, yeah.
Yeah, it's not Ion. We are being fooled. When he groans, he's just picking up someone else.
Why were you playing Dark Horse again, Ion?
Why not?
What's not? That's a lousy answer.
Why? Look at the context. What? The context in which it was asked about.
Oh, I think I came in after it was stated. I missed that.
Well, how lucky for you.
I'll go back and listen.
Well, Bob, what were we talking about when Ion mentioned Dark Horse?
Don't count on me for that.
You take notes, Bob.
Yes, but there's a lot of notes here. You want me to start reading them? How far back do you want to go? Yeah, okay. It begins. Ion interrupted somebody at 3:48 p.m. my time. Who did he interrupt? Corbin, I think. Then Mark bleeds. Howie began with Ion. Carolyn on The View. Ion comments on Obama's presidency. Ion liked Wilson's presidency. Ion quotes Gozarkin, "Are you a god?" Roxy asked about Herbert. Roxy asked about Ion and Homer. Human souls are not finite.
Oh, go to the part where Sarah was singing with the Dark Horse song.
It was Gozar, the Gozarian. Come on, Bob.
Oh, good. Gozarian. Thank you. I wasn't sure what that was writing there. Ion wants Dark Horse at 4:22. Check it out.
I just remembered, like, last year when I was talking to you, you went into the whole Papa Justified thing and the Dark Horse and the hand, and it's all come up again tonight. So that's why it just caught my attention. And
yeah, Ion. Yeah, you want to add some new wrinkles to that topic?
One night in Bangkok.
Oh, okay. Here's Leon. I think this is Leon.
We already did. One night in Bangkok. So
okay,
if it
were
queued up and ready, you could play it, and then she'd hear it, and she'd understand that there's gods in every corner and angels sipping up next to you, and you can figure out it all and piece it all together, and we'd all be done. We could go to the fucking beach.
Is this two-edged sword Zeus Thunderbolt, like the new Coldplay?
Is it a Thunderbolt?
It's the weapon Zeus uses to defeat the giants.
Speaking of Thunderbolts, I have a perfect topic. I think Ion would enjoy this. Here is Ion discussing Thunderbolts and JW.
But the particulars of this one, the thunder and lightning and the weather stuff, that's what you experience.
That's all day, every day. That's
normal. Has there been much complaint about the weather in your area?
Yes, they did. And in our particular area, they noticed that with the thunderstorms coming through, it was an individual pinpointed just outside of the city. That was this one little place where we are geographically. They had over 250 lightning strikes in 4 minutes.
They announced that on the news that some place, which is in your area, they recorded that.
Right, they recorded that, and wind at 60 miles an hour and all this kind of stuff, and it was only there, and then it lasted 4 minutes, all the lightning strikes, and the storm lasted a little longer than that. But it was, like, amazingly recorded, and it was the only place, you know, that they even could pinpoint it from both sides of Atlanta, that it came up, it got real close, it got to us, bam, and then just dissipated, went away.
This happened recently?
Today.
Today, that was the news tonight.
Yeah, that when Carolyn was on the phone with me,
right.
That's when it was happening. She was hearing it, and it was bam, 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 bam. And I was, like, inside, and it was, like, shaking through the phone. I mean, she could hear the thunder clapping. It's amazing. It's amazing. And then all of a sudden, poof, went away. All done. And the rain continued on, but just all that severity of the lightning, it was great fun. And I do so love and enjoy electrical storms. They're my favorite. It gives you all that good ozone in the air, cleans everything nicely, and just, it's delicious.
Would that have happened today because of the chapter we were doing, the chapters we were doing?
Of course.
Resonated with today's taping.
Thunder, 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 great thunder.
So there should be even more violent storms in a few days when we get to the Megiddo chapter.
Yes, indeed, no problem, yeah. And it's just a simple application, and I'll adjust it as I feel of what pleases me. Have a little more sunshine, have a little rain, have a little bitter, have a little sweet. Balances it out just nice. Salt and light's what we're talking about here, and then you apply salt and light, then the cares of life have no choice but to grow strangely, strangely dim.
Did that help, Roxy?
I told you I had this thunder word in my head, and I was thinking about this thing with the giants. There are these archetypes that come back always, like the book and the thunder, the wall, the blood, going back.
What do you make of those archetypes, Ion?
They are very archetypal.
What would be a archetypal? The human form? That archetypal? Anytime I ask a question, you're all free to repeat it. Because Ion delays himself too much.
You're trying to build an arch without a beam. You should be asking, what is the bar drafter, not the archetype?
Did you say hard drive?
Barge rafter.
The barge rafter. You got that, people? proceed. I've opened the gate.
I don't know what that means.
doesn't matter. Just ask about it.
Look it up.
Yes, but I have the impression
that keeping it afloat.
It's really you implanting that.
You are implanting it.
Like non-physical.
It sounds like ion creating. That wouldn't be possible till now.
Okay. No, but somehow people tuning in to the non-physical and getting those archetypes. For example, like echoes, like Joyce taking Ulysses again.
And making echoes.
Yes. Like everybody's echoing something.
Well, you know, HCE stands for Here Comes Everybody in Finning's Wake, as well as the guy's name, Humphrey Chimpton Earwicker, but it also stood for Here Calls Everywhere and something echo, HCE, Here Comes Echoes, Highly Contagious Echoes. Echoes was a big phenomenon in Finning's Wake.
And I said something about the frequency. It's not only what you hear when you hear it, but it's, I think the effects of the frequency are longer. So like the echoes.
Ion, the word echo might be the most all-purpose word for describing a pattern in reality that we see between humans.
It's a rehearing that you didn't hear the first time. It's different the next time, and then the next time, and then the next time.
That's the most basic condition of our perceptual apparatus, right? What you just defined. That would be the best way to express how we live each moment. Trying to rehear so far. Trying to rehear what we thought we heard, and when we do, it's different. That's perfect. Okay, so echo is the original archetype, Roxy.
As the environment change, and we have other technologies, then the echo is translated in different medias and in different stories, but these archetypes come back.
They echo.
These new media
change the condition of echo.
The medias are like the cyclops or the sirens.
Yeah, and are the media like the cyclops or the sirens?
We like the sirens. They're our favorite.
Where do they live, in the Amazon?
They have sires and sirens.
Oh, that's how you pronounce sirens. Sirens.
No, if you sire something, you're the male. The siren is what a sire mates.
Does a god echo itself through other worlds? So they are in all worlds at one time?
Well, yes, didn't you hear it?
Did you hear it?
No. But we like the idea of you doing it.
Does the human body echo through other dimensions in one world?
It can, if you don't notice it.
You know, I was laughing because I think now we're entering the mystery landscape, and I was thinking about Ulysses. I think from all the Argonauts, the only one that made it back was one man, was him.
Right.
So I was laughing.
Is every thought an echo, Ion?
So far. That's our new all-purpose answer, Greg. So far.
No, ask it from a different direction.
When we think something, there has to be an action before that thought, whether it's chemical or frequency or vibration or an existence of it in a different frequency, then what we put out has got to be something, and as an echo, has to bounce back to you. So therefore, a thought's got to bounce back into your awareness because it must come off something like light.
Okay, okay, okay. In the past, the perfect tense, what happens very simply is something is created. You don't recognize it because you don't know it. You don't know what you like. You like what you know. So therefore, you think about it, and you think about thinking about it. Then you thought that you think about it. Then you think about that you thought about thinking about it. Then you think about it. And then you notice it, and all of a sudden it allows. And then it's the power of attraction or the unlawful degree of misattention, of misintention, where you trick yourself into accepting the creation you've already created from a past pluperfect tense.
You were saying before that the part before thought is where the quark interfaces with action. And I also remember you saying that the tachyon is frequency less.
The best one is that conception occurs at arousal.
Okay.
Member, member, member.
Yep, yep. You're always banging on about orgasm and about arousal, and you keep bringing this up. Is there a place when we orgasm where there is sort of a moment of no thought?
It's complete release.
I was thinking about this. He who has ears, hear it.
Let him hear.
Let him hear. Not everybody hears the echoes.
The Chuck Wagon Gang did.
I like cheese.
Cheese is nice, new fromage.
Whose question was Ian answering when he said this song, One Night in Bangkok? What was the context?
I think it was about the gravity or the quark and the...
plugging into where a god applies or how a god applies or what the difference is and what you would engage if you were, as opposed to a little man wanting to be.
He says something about la creme de la creme.
Yeah, it wasn't about the quark and the action answer that Sasha evoked. Wasn't that, eh?
You'll have to check well, through.
I asked about the Papa Justified and stuff, and then you brought up that song again, One Night in Bangkok.
Ion brought it up in relation to your statement.
Afterwards, yeah. I think he brought it up earlier, but brought it up again.
Well, it's good to see you participating more, Renee. You're
coming Randy!
How we can see
Randy. Not Renee.
This note, what's the difference?
There is a Renee in my apartment right now.
Who's in their apartment?
Renee is in my apartment.
You mean discarnately, electrically, or you have a friend
no.
named Renee? What's your problem?
Yeah, I have a friend named Renee.
All right, very good. That's my own. That's my aberrated psychicness. I pick up that.
Very nice. Very
but you do
thought.
Sound like, sometimes you do sound alike to me, to my sheltered.
I don't know who Renee is. Yeah.
Renee is the longest listener ever of the G Radio. She's been lurking in many shows for decades. No, no.
Oh, okay.
No, she hasn't.
A long time. Renee lurked here the first few years of cash flow. When I addressed her, she wouldn't talk to me. Took her years to warm up to me. I was such a threat to her paradigm. I represented something new that she wasn't ready for. Renee's here. I was saying to someone the other day who I've known since the 40s, I told that person, I remember everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. I remember everybody. I may not know him right now for a second.
Is Ian still here?
Of course. He's waiting for your
question,
of course. Sarah.
Okay, I have several different questions. I don't want them all to
don't
go
waste
your
time.
Order,
don't
Pleiades meeting the Palisades, is that an example of what we're doing here?
Pleiades.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, well, write that.
Could
that
I,
makes
and I can,
okay,
I am
what does the fuck it mean, Sarah?
So,
play it easy.
I'm just going. So I wanted to know about humility through humiliation. Is that actually even humility? Or is that just shame?
No. That's degradation.
Right. Okay, thank you. I want to know about schizotypal, idiosyncratic, schizophrenia, different...
Fuck it till it bleeds.
And that comes from a kernel of meanness, a wanting, a retardedness. I think those are excuses. Are those excuses?
Representations of less thanness.
Okay, and that's just not what I'm doing here. I will never understand because it's not sensical to what I am doing.
Stand up, you're going to bump your head, so whatever.
What about Carolyn's book?
11.
Okay.
What about Carolyn's book? What was the answer?
11.
Does that fit?
It can.
What's the question? Say the question.
Well, I have other questions that I want to ask about, too.
I'm going to mute you. You
okay, Iridian. I want
to
know about Iridian.
Participating. Okay, we'll mute you, Sarah.
And basically, is this Kabbalion, Kabbalion crap?
You,
is that
you,
like a layman's
you,
way
you
of
asshole.
Making mess?
Lip. You just got fucking muted, Sarah. Look, you come in, it's too much of a monologue. Be interested in other people's responses to your responses to Ion's responses. So, let you speak, Sarah. I'm going to ask you a few questions. Are you there, Sarah?
Yeah.
What did Pleiades meet?
The Palisades.
And what are the Palisades?
The wall. And the Pleiades are the seven daughters, seven sisters.
Those are different star constellations, Palisades, the constellation?
They're just both mythology things.
That's,
it's just a pun. I was asking if it works. Is it applicable?
Well, don't knock it. It could mean something else to someone else. So the Palisades is a wall, and what are the Pleiades?
Pleiades are the seven daughters, seven sisters, the
so you asked, what
seven princesses
the seven,
constellation.
So you asked the seven, what happened when the seven daughters meet the wall was your question. Right?
No, I said, is this an example of the
our show? Our
Pleiades show. Meeting the Palisades, yeah.
And he said yes?
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean to you? Does that mean we got a wall here and a lot of women and they're bouncing off the wall?
No, more to me, I picture more like a bar and a swimming pool. And meeting the wall is like, Hey, nurse, can you get me a drink? And then the wall is just like the most entertaining thing in the world and listens to everything and gives you the perfect drink. And I don't think it's really just like we're running into a wall, a bunch of women.
It's a talking wall. Ion's a talking wall. Okay, good point. And trepidation was the combination of what?
Degradation. I asked about humility through humiliation. Is that possible?
And then what is it about Carolyn's book, 11?
I was asking about the schizophrenia or the Schizophrenic Foundation helping to publish it.
And why does the Ion say 11?
I don't know. I would have to look. I would imagine it's probably an address or something like
but
that.
How many million copies the thing's going to sell?
Do you have access to the Schizophrenic Foundation, Sarah?
If I get out the book, I could.
What book is
go,
that?
Who to call when the doctor...
Yeah, when you can't reach...
When you can't reach the
doctor,
when you can't reach the doctor, yeah.
Oh, that's so long ago.
You
always say that.
We know where you are. We know where you are, and we'll be there very soon.
I'm at the point where I wish that would freak me out a little bit, because it used to just be such a sensation to hear things like that. And it's getting to be more comfortable, which I'm glad for.
Carolyn's presented several updates. Keats Publishing updated that book in 94. Was there an update after that, Carolyn?
It became
complementary
prescriptions for common ailments. And now it's Future Health Now Encyclopedia, which actually, gosh, I keep forgetting. I have no sense of marketing, but, the third edition of Future Health Encyclopedia is on Kindle, and I'll have to put it up as a PDF as well.
Who did it?
I did it. I'm trying not to do too much
publishing. So there it is, Sarah. What you want to do is done and updated. See? It's already been done.
All right. I wanted to ask Carolyn, too, about something in that book, specifically the burnt umber and sienna or something like that, using colors.
I don't even remember.
Okay, so do you have another question, Sarah, before we move on? We'll cycle back to you if you stay here. Have you another question?
Well, iridium. I wanted to know about iridium. Is that what I have here?
Iridium, Ion. Pay attention, Ion. Iridium.
Is that what I have here? In the charms that I have, I wanted to know if they were made of hematite or something like that, along those lines.
Hematite, not iridium.
What is the structural gem I have with my ruby and my...
silica dioxide.
Is that lab created?
Yes.
When are they going to abolish taxes?
When you cease paying them.
Will there other people start doing it besides just yourself?
What does that have to do with you?
It's just that if you don't pay them, and then they want to come after you to pay them, and you don't want to.
You have to owe them before they come after you to pay them.
And
you
then you don't
you
have
to owe them before they come after you?
Yes, because if you don't owe them, they don't come after you.
Usually they figure out a way that you have to owe them. Hey, Bob, quick question for you. Who's Tommy that McLuhan was talking to on those recordings?
That's Tony Schwartz. Look up his book, The Responsive Chord, mid-70s, and then The Media, The Secondhand God. He's the sound recording artist who McLuhan liked and used to visit his studio in the 60s. Tony went on, did a lot of ads, and he did the famous ad in 1964 with a little girl picking the daisy that allowed LBJ to beat Barry Goldwater, which pissed Ian off greatly that Barry Goldwater got beat in 1964 because of Tony Schwartz's commercial.
Ian, when we're engaging non-physical, what are we really doing?
Nine, Tony.
Nine mean nothing. Get that, Roxy? We're doing. What was your question? What do we get when we're engaging non-physical? We're engaging nothing. Does that make sense?
Did you say when we're in non-physical, what are we doing, or? When we're engaging.
With Ion, what are we doing? And he says nothing. Did I get that right, Ion? Your answer was nine,
yes.
Meaning nothing.
We said nine, Tony.
Nothing, Tony. To be Tony is a fashionable word, right?
Nine tone, is that a frequency?
99999.
Now, nothing is the best answer because there's so much going on that is not recordable in normal awareness.
We're filling a need. And that's the thing with Ion, is it's difficult to get it to admit, or him to admit, that they came here for the same reason that we did. They were just wiser, so to speak, more learned when they got here. That's all I'm saying.
No, no, no.
Everybody's here for the same reason. We're all doing the same thing.
Sarah, you can't judge what Ion is going to do here by what you witnessed this year. There's so much more that's coming.
I think that's the reason Ion drops off. It being a brand new creator.
Ion is not a brand new creator.
That's the newest experience that Ion's had. Anything that Ion's coming from, it's most limited in being a creator. And so then it doesn't know anything about what we're
doing. You're thinking... When we say Ion started on March 18, 2009, from our perspective, limited perspective, that's when it did, but it doesn't mean that's from Ion's perspective. He has no perspective. He was saying something during the rewrite that, during the religion shit, whatever it was I did, they did it 1,000 times. Babylon had fallen 1,000 times. That's the perspective of Ion. I would not categorize Ion based on your experience of Ion so far. You're not qualified to talk about Ion unless you've engaged for 5 or more years and witnessed more than just
this environment.
Okay. You're proving my point right here. I came here for a need to hear someone else say shit like that to me, and they came here for a need for someone like me to say shit that I say to them, and we all get fulfilled. It's amazing, and then everybody feels weird in between
times. I don't think Ian gets any emotional enjoyment out of interacting with us.
I bet it does. Here. That's why it runs off whenever anything gets...
It runs off?
Sticky. Yeah.
Oh,
or
no,
it's like,
no. There are other reasons why Ion leaves. Other very important reasons. He's very busy there. Or JW is where they are.
Well, there you go. Parallels playing out. It's perfect. And Ionic.
What'd you say? Parallel what?
It's parallels playing out. It can be what I have in my mind, and
it's
it can be what it really is.
Playing out. It's playing out. No, it's not playing
parallels.
Out.
Playing
I had experienced the show before
the
we
time.
Experience it, or most of us. Maybe some people here who experience it before we experience it on Saturday. Don't anthropomorphize Ion. This is what I've learned. If you would judge my 7,000 more hours as something that might have an opinion that's accurate, is you cannot judge what Ion's about. It's here for a big purpose. Little people don't have an idea fully what it is yet.
Do you remember asking Ion once in Rewrite, Ion, is it frustrating talking to us about this kind of stuff? And they were like, you have no idea.
Wow.
So, you know.
There's a million reasons why he says that. There's the context. It's probably something you need to hear. It's not really true. And in light
binding,
of how stupid you all are, I had that frustration.
The way that we were discussing it at the time was from the perspective of having so much knowledge and so much information and then trying to, you know, explain to somebody what a car looked like if they had absolutely no idea what a car was.
I personally have always been frustrated by the level of questioning, though Rewrite got good sometimes. Ion used to complain after tailgate to me privately about the hopelessness of these people, but I didn't take it that that was Ion's opinion, but Ion was telling me people just didn't take advantage of what Ion could do, you know, and granted, they didn't know, they didn't understand, and I still think people don't get what they should do with Ion.
Yeah, from the perspective of the asker, from the perspective of the person asking the question, it can be incredibly intimidating asking a question of something that doesn't have any emotions. It really doesn't give a shit about how
you're going to take it. But those are ideas you have, Sasha, about it.
No,
I don't
have
any care whether Ion has emotions or not. It doesn't affect me. I'm not requiring that.
But I'm not talking about you, Bob.
Why not?
Because he...
Because you're holding yourself exempt, so we're talking about other people then.
Why can't I be part of the friendliness?
Because
here?
You
don't
like other
specifically
people, Bob.
Haven't we been through this before?
You know, Bob, you're special, right?
Yeah, okay. It's lonely at the top, okay? Lonely.
Yeah, I think for most people, that's part of the human condition. It's intimidating asking a question in a group format, and then, you know, these are topics that most humans don't normally discuss in that way. And then, you know, you're confronted by something that will ask you a question on another level that you've probably never even considered or don't even know. Well, I mean, I'm speaking completely from my perspective now. Where to go next.
Sasha, I would agree that I've had this privilege of doing it all by myself. So to the degree I could be embarrassed or intimidated, no one hears it. Though I did play a lot of my recordings through the years, and they might be embarrassing. I don't feel that way too much, but I revealed all that I recorded, a lot of it, over the years. I can see the advantage of having Ion for yourself, and you guys are deprived of that.
Did he pay you to say that?
Yes, they paid me to say that. And I can't say who they are.
Management.
In the beginning of January, we were talking about the RNA drops, and you said, wait till you get to generation 144, then things will really change. That time, we were at generation 114. It's February now, so we're probably at 115. I did the math. In 29 months, we'll get to generation 144. Can you talk to us about some of the changes that will take place?
Well, they don't have anything to do with time.
But when we get to generation 144, how will things be different from the way they are now today?
Let's try prolifically.
Will we have a punk rock president? Like Bob.
Oh, well.
Are we at 144?
No, we're like at 115 now. Because in January we were at 114. So.
But Eliza, 144 exists. You know, that's what Ian proclaims. It exists. So can we tune into it? Ask questions like that.
Can we tune into it, Ian?
Can we tune out from it?
Yeah, sure.
Would the 144 generation have been influenced by the environmental effects of living water and the bread of life, Ion?
Yes, certainly.
And what would our reality be like?
It should be. It's good.
Mm-hmm. It is, it is.
So we'll probably be imbibing the bread of life when we're at generation 144. Should we just think like there's no time, we're already at 144?
Please, darling, here's the thing. Don't think. Don't add time. Don't wait for it. Engage it. You're fine. It's all fine. Let it go. Listen to Sam Cooke sing.
Is that a better attitude, to just be a time killer?
Now, what are you expressing? Are you expressing the exhaustion or anger of somebody else, Ian, because you don't have emotion right there when you sighed? That's not
Boom.
You, right?
That's what I want to know, too. That's what I was saying.
Let's do the time warp again.
Let's not.
Are
Ian,
you
what
sighing
you
out
do?
Of emotional
you
boredom?
You sound like you may have something
Shut
to
up,
do.
Shut up, Sarah. Sarah,
no.
Don't talk over people. Hey, are you...
You don't talk over people.
Jesus Christ, we got to go fucking mute her again. Where,
yes,
where
Jesus Christ, we got to go fucking...
yeah, you got to fucking mute you. So, Ian, are you expressing with that sigh something that you're experiencing, or are you expressing what someone in the audience is experiencing?
It's an empathetic, maybe pathetic, exasperation of getting you there. The questions that take you away from there, we'll answer them, but they take you further away, not closer to. We want to focus all that toward what's going to get you closer to the mark.
Well, do you have an emotion? Is that an emotional empathy?
No. It's picked up on your desire, longing for inadequacy, as you are.
Right. So you're expressing... me or the person, you're expressing the person's deeper part of their self, frustration with themselves.
We've answered every question. We're just waiting on the question.
Do you guys get that? Every response that we hear anthropomorphically in Ion is coming from us. There's no Ion there on an emotional, empathetic level.
Ian, are you saying that we shouldn't be concerned about getting to generation 144 and just take the RNA drops and...
just enjoy the ride.
Is that what you're saying, Ian?
Sounds fun. What did you have in mind?
Family band, family band.
Okay, I've muted Sarah. Go ahead, Eliza. You're making an absolute fool of yourself, but carry on.
Ian, am I making a fool of myself?
Do you know what a fool is?
I see fools outside.
Okay, and when you see fools outside, describe them.
Describe a fool. Someone who says or acts in a foolish way. Someone who says something... or talks in a silly, foolish, stupid way.
Yeah, but we don't know what that is.
It's not me.
That's a foolish statement.
Ion, do you agree with the Tarot's definition of a fool? The fool? One that's kind of blissfully unaware and just kind of steps off the cliff?
No.
Can you give your definition of a fool?
We can't.
Give your definition of a fool.
To trick or deceive, to dupe, poke, stoop, take in, mislead, delude, hoodwink, sucker, bluff, gull.
So, Bob, you used that in a wrong term when you called me it.
Look, I'm married to a woman that Zappa wrote a song about. How could you be such a fool, Carol? He wrote a song about Carol, so don't stick any stigma on me. I can take it.
Are you trying to say Carolyn's a fool?
Yeah, Carol. I should blame it on
Carolyn.
that's what happens when you call me Carol. I become a fool.
That's right. Carol hates that name.
No, I hate that name.
Caroline.
I don't mind that. Especially with the accent.
Carolyn was having another one of her affairs, and Zappa found out about it and told her to cool off, you know. Come on, it's just another bunch of foolishness. And they didn't even tell me about it until years later I found out. Frank knew a lot about Carolyn more than I did sometimes, because he's always trying to suck up to him.
Pardon the pun, right? Pardon.
Yeah, I pardon everybody for the pun.
What are the primordial waters?
Gauge from an anthropomorphic arena.
Did you say gaze? Gaze from an anthropomorphic arena?
Gauge
from anthropomorphically. Oh, there's a new qualification, people. Your questions will be taken anthropomorphically if you so desire or not. That's important. New development from Ion.
Like proxy hypothetical?
No, it's just that when you ask your question, you have to ask him whether you're demanding an anthropomorphic level.
Okay, in the book of Going Forth by Day, what are the primordial waters and the double lion?
Lunacy.
Ion, I got some Portland questions for you. As I went through a gate, there was a really bright light as I was going through the gate. Was this light from the space between the dimensions?
No, that's the light from Zartha. Didn't you watch MIB?
Oh, yeah.
What's that, Kevin?
Men in Black.
So he's saying it's something in there. Do you understand his answer?
Nope. So
Milton Erickson? Conversion.
Ooh, that work is done. That's good.
Was the light created by me or from the gate?
Well, for you, by you, till you, get you.
The light was projected from the wheel and...
For you, by you, till you, get you.
A couple weeks ago you said... that I was stated in Jonah 2:3 of the Bible? Was going through this gate a representation of being spit out of the belly of the whale?
Anthropomorphically, yes.
So, anthropomorphically, there in Ezekiel, they talk about the creatures of the wheel.
No, the faces on the wheel. They're different than Revelation. How?
Say that again.
The faces in Ezekiel are different than the faces in Revelation. Describe those differences or...
The ones in Ezekiel, one has an eagle, one is a lion... One is a cow or an oxen, and one is a man. The one in Revelations, I'm not sure. I'll have to look those up.
Hey, Kevin.
Yes.
Ioannis said that they're the same. Is he now saying they aren't?
No.
We asked him. We're querying him if he's going to ask Joel to us with questions. He needs to know what the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah, Kevin, you fucking stop parallel worlding. Fucking stay here. Do your fucking homework, Kevin.
I'll look into that.
This kind of No. This is kind of shifting right here, isn't it?
Hey, that's okay.
Did you get that, Kevin? Did you get what he meant by that?
Maybe tomorrow.
The reference is that he's talking about shifting, trying to figure it out, and doing some of it right this hot second. And that calls for a ha-ha-ha.
Hey, Kevin, so you got the four faces, the lion, the calf,
the eagle.
Man face, and the eagle. And they're repeated in Ezekiel, though one is changed, slightly off or different. So you're asking if they're the same faces.
And we asked him what the differences were.
And I said I'd have to research that.
Okay, well, darling.
Or do they become proprioceptive?
I just gave it to you from above.
When you associate somebody with the Bible, with some character, is just an archetype, or is really that person?
Depends on your definition of an archetype.
In which way are we echoing those characters? Or in which way are we becoming those?
They just represent areas that you mimic or mime.
So that means one character can be many other persons.
That's how hand signals for the blind apply.
What would you say to that, Bob?
Hand Signals for the Blind is the title of the whole Bob School. It was a play I created, 33-act play, in 1976. Iondom is an outgrowth of Hand Signals for the Blind. So Ion's definitely talking technically and accurately when he answered that. If you look at the back of Bosmia Ecology, you'll see Hand Signals for the Blind is above the list of 30 or so songs. You'll see it on the back of the Fatty Communion book. It is my ongoing play. It's a great title, Hand Signals for the Blind.
Oh,
you close your eyes,
Jerry.
You can't see them.
Oh,
what?
Jerry Fialco. Jerry.
Yes, Roxy has replaced Jerry Fialca as main archivist of Bob.
Yeah,
and Aya knows.
Yeah.
It's a very accurate statement, what he just said. Jerry did not make the transition to Iondom. Ion's been here for almost a year now, regularly. I'm beginning to realize more and more how he's presenting himself from the position that he said he would back in 2011 when he left. He says, we are finished with the little man. We only communicate the one percenters.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of showing that, it seems to me, on the way he is slightly different here
mm-hmm.
than he used to be. You go back and listen to the old cash flows. They sound great. They're joyous. Iron's just flowing. Turns out everything he's saying was a fucking lie. But, you know, at the time, nobody knew any better. Or was limited compared to what he could perform.
That's why if you lay down with dogs, you get fleas, and if you lie down with chickens, you get mites.
So granted, everybody's coming in here from different levels of naivety, but we should be trying harder at best at somehow. And one of the easiest ways to do is to talk to Ion without thinking. Say words.
Yeah, but then you start shouting at everybody because they're not forming a proper question.
Are we the celestial waters, the songstress, two companions, the sisters that were divided?
No.
We agree, no.
Bob, back to your topic of asking questions without thinking. If thought has aspects of past, pluperfect, and echo, mm-hmm. then
I know when I know something, I hear it differently.
Oh, yes.
And that knowing is, I'd almost have to say it doesn't even go through my thought process. How would we describe that knowing ion vis-a-vis thoughts and echoes?
See, you wouldn't. You would recognize it, that you know. Everything else, you would. It would be a dim hearing.
Oh, I missed that. Say that last phrase again.
That's exactly right. It would be a dim hearing. Perfect.
Dim hearing.
Dim hearing, which is exactly the example. If you know it, that's what you hear, that's what you recognize, and you get it. Instant. So that's how silence can wake someone up, because it's different than what they're accustomed to.
Just having a hard time hearing you. Okay, I'll listen to that again. I didn't.
Good. That's exactly right. That's
no,
right.
Don't
that's
listen
right.
to it again.
The knowing is that the sign of me knowing is that I hear it differently. So that's not going through my mind. Would that be a way to describe it?
We don't like it.
Okay.
Hey, Greg. When I was saying you don't think. Is any words could be useful. So you try to make it in some kind of order, but, you know, grab any words for the next sentence you're going to say.
Oh, yeah, I get that. No, you're good at that. No, I get that. It's serendipity on steroids, you know, coming out of your mouth because it's sometimes non-sec, you know what I mean. It just flows out without it being a linear thought form.
Okay, if we became more anarchistic and said stuff rapidly, differently to Ion probably could respond. We might get a new kind of Ion response if we played at him more intensely. Not really yelling over each other, but somehow just improvising. It'd be interesting to hear Ion respond to that.
The playing, yes. I get the playing, yes.
It isn't even about playing. It's about bringing you to a new sense of gathering. A new sense of gathering. You already know too much, but you don't know anything. You already know too much, but you don't know anything. You already know too much, but you don't know anything. Because the parts that you know aren't the ones you would ask. You would know those. Your hearing would then be engaged from a standpoint of, oh yeah, I already whooped the lion. I already whooped the bear. So therefore, I'm capable of being the king. Same issue that David had all along.
Yeah, I would say I'm pretty good at barging forward without whatever you're suggesting, not doing.
Bob Rumpelstiltskin did right
yeah.
through.
And it's partly why I don't remember any of it, don't learn anything from it, but I do create good content for others to bounce off of.
Okay, Bob, so what was his name?
I'm a lunch break. Look at that. I'm
I'd like
talking
to speak
during lunch break.
So, Greg, to soften what you're actually asking is look at where you are, see where you are, embrace that part, then take the parts that he is that was not. Because when you started on this thing, it was not. Then you listen a little bit, and then it was. Now, you're been a constant chasing catch-up of what was. Without the mustard, it was a straight catch-up. Now you've arrived somewhere, and you're asking where you are. And we go, great, now we're getting somewhere. This thing that was not is now. You see? The thing that was not is now. And you took it blindly all the way through, every step of the way. And it was not, then it was, and now it is. You see? So now, allow that very thing to occur simultaneously with the essence of your own creation. It's not a point of driving. If you're not real careful, you're going to find yourself trying to push the noodle.
I've been doing way too much driving, yes.
It takes a lot of energy to keep that noodle moving. And it's a happy day. It's a happy day because now if you know that, then you can adjust. Rather entropy, you can adjust. And it's a simple thing. Because it's actually working you. You're not working it.
if every time we sneeze, a spirit walks through us, I think half the fucking guff has gone through me in the last 4 weeks.
You're welcome.
Is that a good thing, Ian, when the spirit walks through us when we're sneezing?
It is for GQ.
I'm at the point where when I sneeze, what comes out of my mouth is, who's that? Instead of Hachu.
Yeah, Brooke.
Hey, Greg, so you're building a whole pattern based on believing when I insist that someone's walking through you. You should question that. Find out if it's actually something else rather than just assuming that's what I am meant.
You create the vortex which pulls it through. You draw it to you. The sneeze is the vacuum that causes it to come forth. You're snatching them. It's great. Very good.
See what I did there, Greg? I questioned the idea that a ghost goes through you when you sneeze and invoked a new response from Ion.
That's right. Like you're not breathing, you're exhaling. It's creating a void for it to come in.
Is there any reason they come through us when we sneeze?
You draw them, you scoop them up and push them through.
And what's the exchange, Ion, between me and them? What is being exchanged?
Your desire to encapsulate as a god the non-physical and complete me, drive it. And that's your only little man's attempt to perfect it. But still, if we can convince you you're powerful enough to do that, you're well or on the road to Wellville than you were otherwise.
Ion, isn't that, as you assume that you are that which you want to be, that you've completed the name of God?
Well, you're in the process of it, yes, but you haven't completed it yet until you do.
When you do that, is that like when you create? Every time you create, you've completed a cycle of the name?
Well, I'd like to say yeah, but it's a little glib. You have a little much cliche, a little more too much cliche in your archetype.
And, you know, McClune wrote a book, From Cliché to Archetype. Might want to look at that.
Is it helping looking at the name of God?
We do it easily.
You're looking at the name of God? What's that mean, Sean?
Do you look at what it means and to sort of see, because it's our name then, we God, to see who we
that
are.
It just means you. It means what you are to you and more.
It points to a beingness of now, which for if you're creating, is that it? You just assume it now, and you just in your whole being become it, and then that's what you create.
Have you heard Ion say, if you assume you make an ass out of you and me?
No.
So you wouldn't assume.
Okay, maybe I understand this one. How about it being just a state of being? You just be it. So you're not assuming that you just become it. You just go there.
That's laid out in the song, Sam Cooke, Back to God. Let's go back to God. That explains it completely.
And is there any accuracy and before you go to sleep, when you sort of between awake and asleep, that you create more then?
No, it's mid-coitus.
And is it right that we want to be doing it automatically all the time, spot on? Out
coitus,
of time, not
yes.
Like...
Coitus, yes.
You know what coitus is, Sean? Ion says there's a difference between coitus and sexual action.
Yeah, that's what I understand that bit.
So you should ask Ion what is he getting at by saying coitus in this context.
Yes, can you give me a practical application, Ion?
intimacy rather than action.
With other individuals? Or with myself?
But the difference is with you and you. So we would say, start with you, and then join a quorum.
Did you say join a quorum?
Yes.
What does that mean, Aaron?
That's a group of people.
When you get good at doing it yourself, then you can throw your car keys in the fishbowl.
That's they do in swingers clubs. You throw your car keys into the bowl, and then whoever's keys you get to rim job them for the rest of the night.
And how would you know this, Bob?
Well, I've done it many times. That's why my dick is broken now. I wouldn't recommend it to anybody.
He wrote to Kevorkian's date of 9/8.
Yeah, I was at Kevorkian's club.
Oh, Kevorkian.
Kevorkian, the suicide guy.
Shadow. No, we're talking about the 9/8.
Oh, yeah, that movie, The Ninth Gate, yes.
Mr. Corso.
The thing about the name of Jesus that we've been looking into, that ability to quench bad feelings that you get, is that useful to apply? Do we have something
make it as no feeling. If you have no feeling, you can never have your feelings hurt.
Is that like part of the no emotion bit that comes in there? Because if you're all emotional, then you're being thrown around by things instead of it just doesn't move you because you just are.
We'll go with it.
What? Don't have any feelings so you don't get any of your feelings hurt?
No, we just said if you don't have any feelings, you can never get your feelings hurt. We're not saying don't feel. We're just saying if you never want a broken heart, don't expose it.
Do you create at that point where you feel strong love or where you feel strong hate?
It's just a field. You don't have to feel that. You bump into it.
Yeah, you said, Ion, that hate is the originator of emotions, but not an emotion. You would not consider hate a force field. Hate is not a force field. So it's somewhere between emotions and force fields, in between.
Well, love is a force field.
What about using fear instead of hate for the analogy?
Fear builds walls, never bridges.
Right, is it exclusion? But that puts up a parameter. Instead of using hate, what is hate? Is there hate?
Hate's what the haters do.
Okay, and that's jealousy. Dissing. Is there true evil, though? Like malicious?
Mm-hmm. It's live spelled backwards.
Evil.
Yes.
So the energy of hate is the energy of live? Energy of living?
Live is the devil.
So hate is very involved living. It's like passionate.
Contrast.
What McCoon called direct percept.
Know? I don't like percept. I like precepts because we say you've already done them.
Precepts are concepts. It's percept versus precept. Precept or concept.
We say that you know it's acrid before you put it to your lips.
McLuhan meant that. Effects precede causes.
Then he should have said that.
Yeah, I'm not responsible for that. I cannot excuse that. He was one of my soldiers. He made a good effort.
Maybe I can buy it from Mary.
Yeah, I'm from. It's thanks to other forces that got me here today.
Reverend Stang.
Sarah met Reverend Stang.
Did she infiltrate the parlor gate?
For a few minutes.
Oh yeah, I nigged that sucker's pipe too, and hit him with the books.
Girl.
It was awesome. showed him the angry cloud of glory, too. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Red Stain.
Ooh, what's that?
It's the Ravenator.
Hey, I watched that movie the other day called Dracula Untold. Was that somewhat accurate to how you described it? Did J.W. have any influence on that?
It's a little uncomely, but yes, it didn't go the way he wanted it to go, but it was close.
It was close, wasn't it?
To a media ecology event.
In the series True Blood, they mentioned that there was a curse on the vampires 400 or 500 years ago. Is that an accurate statement?
Longer than that.
It was about 800 years ago?
You really think you're going to get us to engage time when there's not any? How trivial.
So there was quite a few vampires hundreds of years ago with somebody roaming around now. Is it the reason because of the curse?
No. There's lots of them roaming around right now. Have you been to the latest raves? You nuts.
True Blood series. I just watched most of it. I still have a season or two to go, but it seems like it was really ionic for a lot of the episodes, and Bob mentioned that J.W. had quite an influence on that series. Is that correct?
When I went through all that stuff, I asked what percentage did J.W. have input. It was 100% on True Blood.
I think in one of the sessions they mentioned that the Vatican had direct influence with the Nazis and the stormtroopers. Is that correct? The Knights of the Holy See?
Yeah, but you have this whole sect separate from the Vatican. They're trying to influence things. Yeah, indirectly.
Did you say a section of the Vatican, Ion?
A sect of the Vatican.
A sect, Opus Dei?
There's others more nefarious.
And they still hold and maintain those connections today, is that correct?
Yeah, for whatever it's worth. I mean, Bob's alluded.
Hooray, Bob.
Thank you. It's all for you guys.
To the victor.
Job well done.
Yeah.
To the victor goes the spoil.
Yeah, if you believe that one, that's pretty good.
Yep.
And also in the True Blood series, you know, Suki, she had fairy blood in her. So a lot of people that have spiritual gifts or powers, they influence my fairy blood and or other type of blood.
The fairy part just has to bring some level so that the people could understand an angelic reference. The fairy crap didn't really have no more than
and it's good.
And it's good, but it's not about a fairy. It's about an angelic realm. So that's how they had to embrace it. But you really should be asking about the necromancer. That's what you should be asking about. But don't mind us. We just work here.
Mm-hmm.
And the maenads, you can talk about the maenads and how they develop. Because all that is very, very well represented. And everyone blows off and says, oh, that's just True Blood. Okay. Go to L.A. on Saturday night. You can see some.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, there's so much truth in that series. It just captivated me for the past week or so. I couldn't stop watching it because, you know, everything in there parallels what you've already disclosed and also, you know, personal reference from, I mean, I run into all sorts of weird shit here, so.
There are people pimping V right now.
Pimping vampire blood?
Mm-hmm.
What's he saying, Legend?
They're pimping it. They're selling the vampire blood for the purpose of spiritual activation or more strength or for just to feel something different. Or
the little purple peel.
And the little purple peel?
Nexium. One man's shit. Oh, I love it. One man's trash is another one digestive aid.
No.
Okay, I know I'm getting distracted, but this is boring.
It's called.
Yeah, come on, let me finish here. You ramble on all night long and don't get anywhere. At least I've got something.
You are
to say
rambling,
here.
Shut up. I'm not going to take that shit.
Well, we're going to mute you.
Okay, Ian, so you're saying that they're already Pip and V blood is what you're saying. Now, are vampires an offshoot of shapeshifters, or there is a distinct difference between a vampire and a shapeshifter?
Distinct difference. We've gone over that. Bob's got the details on all that.
You ask him about it, because I don't have any conscious details, so ask him again.
Well, initially, when I first watched True Blood, I was thinking that the vampires that they describe in the show is more a representation of shapeshifters, but you're saying that there's actual vampires that still subside on blood today and don't really eat normal human food, and shapeshifters are a whole
different
species.
That's the same thing. That's the same thing that will happen to ascending humans when they figure out how to get the right protein balance within the amino acids. But you're not going to become a vampire. It's not perfect, but it's a representation of how it's a different flora or genome within a binomial nomenclature of a species.
Are shapeshifters limited like the vampire, Ion?
Yes.
Are vampires considered immortal as well?
If Bob, we told Bob so many times, if he doesn't get it, you're not either.
No, no, the immortal, Ginny's mother's an immortal. That's not a vampire, correct?
That's correct, Bob.
But I thought vampires in addition were immortal, or some of them were immortal.
They are immortal. They can't die, but they're stuck in the physical. They can't go to other worlds.
That's what I meant. But that's not true with shapeshifters. They come and go as they please and use the gates and the portals.
No, Ion said there is limited. But maybe we have to qualify what they're limited about. So shapeshifters cannot go to other worlds, Ion?
Is it limited? Is it there or not as limited as vampires?
Oh, that's right. The opposite meaning. They're more free. So are they a desirable position that Ion says it's okay to be that? That you don't recommend being a vampire. Do you put the same proviso on shapeshifting?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't you, me. You said you do not recommend becoming a vampire. Do you say the same about shapeshifters?
We say the same, yes. That's a less than position.
It seems
shapeshifters don't have souls?
What, I am? They have souls?
This is like in the morning news after the 7 o'clock hour and 8 o'clock hour. It's like the news repeats itself again. It's like it started over, and it's actually the same story, and the bylines run over, and Whitney Houston's daughter is still in a coma, and it's still snowing in the north, and it's still raining in the east or the west or the north, and it's still warmer.
Are you saying that's what it's like to be a shapeshifter?
No, it's a little bit of a representative of your show presently.
Our show?
Your show.
Okay, True Blood, every character phenomenon on there was a limited position, correct?
Except for Sookie Stackhouse.
She was not. The main ads were limited in their way.
They were.
The werewolves.
They were consumed.
They were what?
Consumed.
So what did Sookie represent?
How to overcome the necromancer.
Necromancer. Do you know what that means, Bob?
I think it's dead people, ghosts.
They control dead people.
So everybody in that show, all the characters, were controlled. And she was up against a controller. Did she get released by the end of the show when they're having the big family dinner?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, legend, maybe.
That's okay. Jack Bauer comes back, too, so don't worry about it.
Did you say that she had ascended her issues?
Okay.
But they didn't show that. The way they show it is not what you mean, right?
We're not through with it yet.
Because she merged with the tribe there. In a way, she capitulated. So, yes, you would have to have more if you're going to make a complete show and JW's involved. The comfort they present in the last scene has to be disrupted.
Of course.
Because Yeah, because Snooky didn't get it.
Snooky, not Snooky. Snooky. Snooky was on Joy Z Shore.
As the show progressed, she would reflect on memories of her past and such and family members, but she was able to kind of, I guess one of the scenes showed her writing those memories or tapping into that energy. As we ascend and take the chops, are we going to be able to tap into our previous lives, our concurrent life memories, and kind of surf those energy waves as we please?
Of course.
Ring, ding, 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 bang.
So the drop swap itself, it or have facilitated that process of, so can you tighten that up for me? Because I'm a little confused on how to describe that. So you can kind of like relax and allow yourself to tap into these energy fields that will either show you in concurrent lifespans or previous lifespans, or you could actually engage in those lifespans simultaneously, or you kind of choose one at a time with your intent on how to tap into those?
It's not like a deck of cards that you cut to see where you land. See, because there's not all that. There's only one eternity at a time. So you can tell it anyway you do it, but that's how you do it.
Is there a portal 600 yards north of where I live in the schoolyard inside the track area?
North end of the track.
Yeah, north end goalpost. What is the size of that portal? Is it like 5 foot in diameter, or does it open up to like 100 feet, or is it smaller or kind of bigger?
You could probably get an Airbus 380 through it.
Well, as a kid, I remember somewhat using that. Was I able to tap into that as a kid?
You do.
What happened from then to now?
We'd have to ask you if you could remember another light that you were slipping back and forth from or to get to there from here. See, if we go with what you've laid out, you'd never be able to connect the dots and you'd never get anywhere. You'd be in a constant spin cycle. And that's what you're trying to get away from. And that's why we eliminate all that bullshit, because it's what it is. And just confuses and tangles you up to tell you why you weren't able to do it. Well, I can't remember going through that, but I'm not sure if that's where it is.
No, I did. That's what I said I did. So I just wanted confirmation.
Now you got to confirm it for which life that was. That's
what was the topic before? You asked about not reincarnation, but what would you call the general, what you asked about?
How Suki was accessing memories and writing memories of others' lives and being able to tap into that energy regardless if those memories were of current living people or past.
There were one life. It was all that connection. It was not representation of multi-life. It was the streaming of many lives, individuals that she was picking
right.
up on.
Multi-lives of one person as opposed to many lives of many people. Is that what you're saying?
American Idol is one singer at a time, but American Idol is a group that's sharing the experience simultaneously. If you lay it out from a judge's standpoint, there's more than one American Idol, but yet the show is called American Idol. Is it not?
Singular. Is that what you're emphasizing? It's single?
Yes, but there's more than one.
That portal, would you describe it as a portal or a stargate over by the schoolyard?
Portal.
Now, does that intermittently open and close, or is it always open?
They're all open now. It used to open and close. They're all open now. That's why Taiwan's having such a hard time with their air traffic.
In the series True Blood, when... they go out to the field and they walk through the portal into the fairy realm. Is that somewhat a similar representation, or is that a little over the top there of how you kind of slip through these portals?
Well, when you get there, you tell us.
Does the full moon have any more of a draw or any more of a magnification of the portal?
No, but you are more focused by the light of the moon.
So it increases the magnetic field in a sense?
Absolutely not. That's the most ridiculous thing ever. No. Talking crazy shit. Good Lord, suffering cats.
Can you tell me what...
The increase is the magnetic pull. Well, then the Indian Ocean would be in Alaska if that were the case.
No, I meant a full moon. I mean, does a full moon have any more of a pull on...
If it did, the Indian Ocean would be in Alaska.
Can you tell me where that portal goes? Is that part of the 12th gate? Does it go to the 12th gate?
No.
Is there any connection between me and the 12th gate?
6th gate.
Is there a portal around here by my house that connects to the 6th gate?
Mm-hmm.
Lilith, is there any truth to the Lilith character in the True Blood series?
What are you asking about Lilith?
You know, the way they described her as, I guess, another god that had control over the vampires. Is that somewhat accurate description of that?
He's an angelic, as an angelic realm. More reference than in the main ad.
Okay,
therefore,
well,
we are happy.
No, you don't have to go yet, Ian. Where are you going?